This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You done coughing?
Just kidding.
Leave that in case I actually have COVID.
When did you get your test results back?
Today, I think.
So they text you if you don't...
They text you if you don't have it and call you if you do.
Interesting.
So if my phone rings...
Are you comfortable with that, people knowing that you got tested for COVID?
Yeah,
I think it's quite interesting.
I spoke about it yesterday. Didn't I speak about it? I could talk about the process, actually.
God, I'd love that.
Okay. Welcome back to Bones of the Heart. Day two in isolation. We're recording this the morning of day three.
I've at least two people have told me, I mean, personal friends of ours, not, you know, people that we don't know, have said, why aren't you calling it Ronas of the Heart? But, you know, I think it's
Ronas
quite on
of the heart.
Like Coronas of the Heart.
Oh, God, I'm fucking dense as shit this morning.
This morning. Suddenly you've woken up and suddenly, oh my God. No, I'm just kidding. I don't want to change the brand.
No, not at a time like this.
We've already got the signs for the B&B printed
up. Yeah,
exactly.
What people need at a time like this is brand stability.
Brand stability and brand denial. Like, I would want more brands to deny what's happening. Like, every time I get an email, we've got so many emails from all these businesses being like, such a hard time, you know, this is what you can do. Like, I got an email the other day for easyframes.co.uk. And they were acting as if nothing had happened. They're like, 40% off frames? Why are we doing this? Isn't that crazy that we're doing 40% off frames? Nothing has happened that we would require us to do a massive sale of 40% off frames. It's so funny. I actually almost like that more because I'm like, oh, thank God, you know. Because it's all capitalism. So, you know, it's, you know, and parts of it aren't capitalism, but most of it is. So, yeah, I want more brand deniability.
I love that. I'd love to see that from my brands as well. Well, the testing was super easy for me. I mean, obviously, a friend of mine messaged me from New York yesterday just to talk about how, like, shit it was there and how hard it is to get a test. So it is a privilege that
totally
I've had,
and in the UK as well,
and in the UK, in so many places, to be fair, we're extremely lucky that that I was able to be tested, even though I want to make clear that it was not me requesting to be tested.
No, you were in the very much the ideal to be tested
category
in terms of, you know, travel,
disgusting cough and travel.
Yeah,
anyway, you drive there in a car. Mm-hmm. We have, my family has, two cars, again, another privilege.
Wow.
And now we've designated one Corona car. So,
Toyota
drive...
Corona?
Yeah.
It's not a Toyota, but whatever.
It's not. Drive there in a car. They are all in suits and gloves and masks and shit. They give you forms to fill out in your car. You never get out of your car. And then the nurse, when it's your turn, you drive back up to the car park and a nurse comes to the window. You lay back on your seat and they put...
And you lay back on your seat and you take your hair down and you say, you know, stick it up, me.
Hey, making those Dipsy videos is harder than it looks.
Yeah,
right?
It is. No, yeah, no, I'll get into this later,
okay,
but you're going
right
with him.
Anyway, they put a big, long swab up your nose and the nurse I had was great, but she was like, so this is going to take 10 seconds and it will make you cry because it feels like it's tickling your brain. And it is uncomfortable because I don't like shit like that.
Maybe that's why you're dense today. Also, I just want to flag that there is construction going on next door to us and there's literally nothing we can do about that because we are in self-isolation. So just want to flag that. Continue with your story.
Yeah, and then she tested me and she sent me on my sweet merry way. And she said, 2 days, you'll either get a text saying that you don't have it, or you'll get a call. And yesterday I got a text and I got so excited thinking I didn't have it, but it was just a how was your corona testing experience text. Mm. And honestly, I could say it was really positive.
Did you text back?
Yeah, I text back.
Great.
Yeah, I filled out the little form.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was fine. Honestly, I think, we're so lucky here. We're so lucky here. So we're shout out lucky. To all those other people who aren't.
Who aren't. But, you know,
I don't know what to say or do. It's just truly, yeah.
I know. And you know, look, if this can, I mean, provide any comfort at a time like this, I'm really shocked by your standards.
My standards?
No, the people listening.
Oh.
And I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Things must be bad if we're providing comfort. I'm really sorry. That's more, it's a reflection of how shit things might be. But but lots of it's fucking shit. It's fucking shit. And I think the only sort of, I don't know, it's very hard to be, it's very hard to stay positive at a time like this. But weirdly, I feel like I'm usually such a negative person.
You're the least depressed I've ever seen you.
Yeah, well, kind of, yeah. Like, it was so weird. Like, I was, I read something on Twitter, it was John Ronson or something saying, you know, anxious people at times like of, you know, this happens, weirdly are like more prepared, sometimes more prepared for things because they've felt like they're kind of almost used to like a level of anxiety that everyone is globally feeling now. And I wouldn't say I'm an anxious person, but many would, and you would as well. but no, it's funny. It's very weird to like, it's hard, you know, before something like this, for people to be like, stay positive, all this stuff. I think it's such a broad term. Yeah. But when you've got something here that it's like, this is the problem, and these are the problems that stem from that problem, and to have focus and goals of what you can stay positive about and try and improve and look to improve after this kind of blows over. I feel like, I don't know, there's at least a direction to the, you know, kind of stress and anxiety.
Yeah, right. Well, there's like a clear reason why it's manifesting, I guess, right?
Well, yeah, because like there's generalized anxiety.
Yeah.
And I think it's got an outlet for anxiety now.
Yeah.
So it's,
that's true. Yeah. That's true.
And I've never been a very terribly positive person, but I mean, I think it's not positive, but you know, I'm not a positive person, but I'm not a what would you say, like a idle person?
No, not at all.
So I think that's the challenge at a time like this, but also it's like, it's actually it's not even saying positive, it's staying like active.
Active, yeah.
In many ways. Well,
I was thinking about it yesterday. I was like, it's really hard to like, it's impossible to dictate or describe what the correct approach is to this situation to any one person. Because like, whilst it is like a global crisis, everyone's experience of the crisis is going to be so entirely different.
Yes.
Like based on what country you're in, what age you are, what vulnerabilities you have, what kind of money you have, like, all of that stuff is going to change just how devastating or not this whole environment is. So, like, I love Oprah. But I was watching a video yesterday of her interviewing Idris Elba, who's tested positive. And I was just like, I just felt like, I'm not interested in how you guys are how you guys are staying positive through this.
Absolutely not.
Because you're not a family who can't afford healthcare, who has an old person who died. You know, like, that's what's going to be the challenge of it, is that everyone's going to be like, keep positive. And I agree that we should do what we can to keep like supporting each other and all of that. But it's so hard to make any commentary on how to deal with any of this because everyone's experience is like completely different.
But it's so funny to have a thing where it's everyone's experience is completely different, but the event is exactly the same.
Yes, I know. It's like bizarre.
It's like a literal, like it's an effect that is at the same time unifying and also deeply divisive. Yes. But like, but I know what you mean in terms of even before the something like this, there is a hierarchy of like, it seems like sometimes there's a social hierarchy of like, how fucked you are, basically, yes. in the world.
Yes.
Which is, that's something so difficult to navigate before yeah. something like this. But this is something that completely crystallizes, you know, it's like a science experiment. You put, yeah. you change one variable and you see yeah. the effects of it yeah, on exactly. all these things. It's like the Dove soap test, you know, like the pH levels. And you see, like, how much is it it's affected people.
Well, it's,
and, you know, it's...
It is fascinating because, like, before, you know, like, with things like, say, grief or, like, bad parents or bad childhoods, like, mm-hmm. celebrities and normies, for example,
yeah.
could, like, talk about those things and you could go, okay, those two people's experience of this is totally valid.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, now with this... How much money? Yeah, I don't know. I'm just repeating the same point. I'm just going to go jump off the balcony.
Yeah, okay, well, don't do that because you're in self-isolation.
Yeah, that's true. You'll be arrested. To other people. Yeah, yeah. yeah.
I think, though, it's... I think... oh, God, what was I going to say? It's a really interesting thing because I think... In normal life, before the event...
Yeah. BC...
BC, yeah, BC, it's like, you're aware of the fact that you're in a position where people are more privileged or less privileged than you, or in different situations, even, you know, maybe not even privileged, but just, you know, different situations, which mean your circumstances are different. That becomes so overwhelming because there's so many factors in which people are more privileged, less privileged, you know,
yeah.
so many things like that. To have something so crisp, like so clarifying an event to go, this happened and this will affect these people this way. You know yeah. what I mean? And then I think that can be used in a really good, compassionate way by going, how is this going to affect this community? How is this going to affect, what is the ripple effect yeah. of that? Then work from there rather than feeling like you're always trying to like, you're being overwhelmed by the fact that the world is a fucking horrifically unequal place, yeah. and it's overwhelming to try and fix that. But with something like this, where you're like, fuck, we're all fucked. And so many moments of like feeling like personally down about it, of how it has affected your life, I think it's totally fine to feel that and to like appreciate that and like, you know, like don't feel guilty about that. But then there is like, I wouldn't say comfort, but yeah. there is a sobering aspect to going, oh my God, this has affected this person this way and this person this way.
Yes.
And to like, I'd say, you know,
kind wake of up, sheeple.
Wake up, sheeple, obviously. WS. And also maybe look to,
oh my God, sorry, that's my alarm telling me to get up.
Oh my God. Hey, that's really good.
It's really soothing, yeah.
That was nice. What
get
was
up
it?
At 8:45 a.m.
Good morning.
No, healthy.
I woke up at 7, which is like
yeah.
an interesting reaction to this thing. Is we're also jet lagged.
Yes,
but I woke up like going, gotta get up.
Like, I know, I wish people could see your face. Okay, I woke up at 3 o'clock in the middle of the night and masturbated.
Oh my God! No, you didn't tell me that.
Hear me out.
Did you listen to a gypsy?
I didn't listen to a gypsy. I just went
freeform.
I just freestyled.
Freestyled it. Nice.
Because I was like, what else am I going to do to pass the time?
Honestly, this is a huge time to be doing that.
Yeah, and apparently it boosts your immune system.
Absolutely.
So. If you're not regularly masturbating right now, that is one of the best things you can be doing for your health.
Oh my
health.
God. Sex yeah. positive. These are going to be sex positive homes after the
yeah, fuck
next
yeah.
few months.
That is the one thing I'm jealous of, is like anyone who has a partner right now and like
yeah.
in the midst of all of this can still find physical comfort. I'm aware that I may not be able to hug someone for 6 months.
Like, me too.
Like, isn't that bizarre?
I think people are going to cry when they finally are able to hug someone. And I was thinking about this morning and I was like, I think there's a catastrophizing element of going, you know, oh my fucking God, I'm never going to touch anyone ever yeah, again. Yeah. But to realize that also a very important part of reboosting an economy and having a population of people who are not insane
yeah.
is that you're going to one day you'll have to do that.
We'll have to do it again.
We won't be able to survive without that.
Yeah.
It'll be fine. Again,
I'm looking forward to physical intimacy.
But also, maybe also sex surrogate robots. I pitched this to my friend Lou last night. disinfected sex robots that are surrogates for sex. So you like introduce them to a person who you like and you're like, this is my sex robot. You'll be having sex with that robot. That'll be me.
Oh, kinda like Blade Runner. They're a surrogate for the sex.
Yeah. Like sex surrogates, yeah. But like it's almost like in Blade Runner. And where they're having sex with the robot and it's kind of pretending to be you.
Do you think Skype sex with people you've never had actual sex with is going to become potentially a thing? Yeah.
Oh my god.
It didn't even occur to me.
Did you ever go on Chat Roulette or Omegle when you're a teenager?
Chat Roulette is a little teen. Yeah. A lot of dicks on Chat Roulette.
Man, I'm going to go on Chat Roulette. This is the time. Chat Roulette has come through, man.
Honestly, invest in Chat Roulette stocks now.
For sure.
Fucking hell. That's unsolicited so funny.
Dicks on Chat Roulette. All right.
Oh, come on. God. No, but that is true. Like, if you meet, like, okay, let's presume Tinder is still a thing in the sense that, like, is it still going? I mean, they wouldn't have shut it down, right? Like, you could still be swiping people and shit. Presumably.
No. Dear, Tinder's still going. My friend's on it.
Yeah, great. So you could meet someone on Tinder and then do FaceTime dates.
Yeah.
And then
you... Mate, this is what I'm trying to do.
Is it actually?
No, I'm not. But I
kind of love that for you.
There should be,
Oh my god, I could be a little waiter at your
Garçon.
We'll set you up with a little lappy so that you could just sit opposite the person.
Imagine if I was like, oh, I've just got to go to the loo, I'll be right back. And then you start trying to steal my boyfriend over Skype.
That's a great film, copyright.
Oh my god, copyright, trademark.
Yeah.
What, stealing your Skype boyfriend?
Yeah.
Shit. I'm getting Animal Crossing today and I'm hoping to find some people on there that would maybe go on a date with me.
Yesterday I got a punching bag.
Oh my god, yeah.
And I hurt my wrist almost immediately. Yeah, you. Yeah, I'm going to hang you from the
rafters. Oh, you got another punching bag, have you? That wasn't good enough for you?
I got my friend Leon to go to the warehouse and get me a punching bag and gloves as a starter kit. And I'm really looking forward to honing into that today.
First thing she did was punch it with a bare hand and her hand. So that's funny.
But no regrets, though. My hand feels good this morning. I feel good this morning. I had a cracking headache yesterday.
Yeah, man. You had a really bad headache.
I had a bad day yesterday.
It's almost as if there's been a global pandemic and it's...
Yeah, maybe it's affecting me.
Look, I think I'll say this global pandemic.
Sure.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
And this is interesting, and I'm interested to hear your views, but also I've already heard your views about this because, look, we've been together basically nonstop for the past 3 weeks.
I will say this. I felt like you spent a lot of time away from me yesterday.
Did I?
Yeah, but I thought, I was like, that's a cool move. Like, I was on the phone a lot. You were on the phone
shit,
a
I
lot
felt, I felt like I was gabbing on the phone. I felt like, what's the woman who basically caused Watergate by talking, snitching on the phone? She was a Washington, oh. She was a DC, she was the wife of someone in DC.
Yes, yeah.
And she was like,
I know exactly who and she got kidnapped. About.
Yeah, yeah.
From I felt, Slowburn.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I felt like her. I felt like I was her yakking away on the phone. Jesus, I was exhausted yesterday. I'm so lucky I had so many people to talk to, but it was mile a minute.
Oh my god, a friend yesterday brought us KFC.
Oh my god, it was awesome.
That was incredible.
It was incredible. We're very lucky. God, we're lucky.
We're so lucky.
Jesus, we're lucky. But okay, so what was I to say? Yeah, I did spend a lot of time away, but I think it's good. Yeah. I'm a bit of an alone time person though sometimes, you know?
Yeah, same. I need alone time too. You're not special in there as well.
You do need alone time.
I do.
You actually need more alone time than people would think.
I agree.
Yeah.
I really struggle if there are too many people around me.
But you also hate it if there's no one around you.
Yes. I think my ideal scenario is that there are heaps of people around me and no one wants to talk to me.
No, your ideal scenario is that people are hanging out in the lounge and you're in your bedroom.
Yes.
And you can hear the party. And then people come in and visit you one by one. in your bed. I mean, this is just describing most of your time at your last flat.
This is what my sister said to me. She was annoyed or hit me up because when I was going away, when I was moving overseas 2 weeks ago, I had like a little going away thing. Not really. It just meant like about, you know, half a dozen friends came over. But she came in to see me, and all of my friends were sitting at the dinner table eating cake and cheering, and I was laying on the couch. She's like, what the fuck are you doing? This is going away. I was like, this is, I'm enjoying this.
Oh my God. I think anyone would be like that though. I think people who enjoy parties for themselves are psychos. So I have 2 points.
Please.
First point is that, look, again, I said I'm not a positive person. Okay? But I may be a realistic person. And look, I have a personal problem, but also I have a tendency to spiral emotionally.
Yes.
It's an amazing cocktail. So when people are saying, when people say, like, I think it's quite funny because there's a lot of like flippant things of like discussing this as the apocalypse or the world is ending. Yeah. And I know that that's a completely a valid and decent way to deal with situations like this. I absolutely appreciate that. And also say whatever you want, whatever. Yeah. But sometimes I feel like there is something unhelpful in that sense, in the way that there's going to be so much work to do after this resolves itself.
Yeah.
There's going to be so much work to do. The world isn't ending. Like, I mean, I bet you wish the world was ending, but it isn't,
Well, you've always said that if you could push a button and end it all, you would. How do you feel about that statement now?
No. Oh, no. If it was that all life... everyone at the same time.
Yes, at the same time.
Did I say that I would do it? I don't think I said I'd do it.
I think you did. Or maybe it's just Hannah. But I reckon she's changed her tune now. I reckon now that we're actually in a situation where...
But it's not the sense that it's everyone at the exact same time is gone.
It's not. Yeah,
this is the point. Is that that's an apocalypse.
Yes.
And an apocalypse is different to the world ending as well.
Yes. Oh, is it?
Well, apocalypse is like an event which just everyone is...
Like an asteroid.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah. Everyone just perishes.
I do love the movie Armageddon.
It's been a long time since I've watched that.
Do you know everyone in that film is hot?
Yeah. Just thinking.
You just fully went into yourself then?
Is Steve Buscemi in it?
I'm just looking up the...
Or am I thinking of Con Air?
You might be thinking of Con Air.
I think Steve Buscemi's hot, to be honest. Okay, so then, to just finish my point.
Sorry, please, sorry.
Before you talk about Armageddon for a bit. I think that, you know, in a way to, like, it's not even a positive thing, but, like, it's like a, you know, a thing of going, it does feel like the world is ending, but it unfortunately isn't.
Yes.
And it's going to be... like shit, but there's so much stuff to do after.
Yeah, like it's I do worry about sometimes that like dialogue, because it doesn't just matter that we get through it, it matters how we get through it as well.
Completely.
Because like the remnants of that are going to be with us then until we actually die.
100%.
So don't be a cunt is like the biggest.
Well, don't be a cunt, and also, you know, remember that you can always like, in the way that you're getting stuff from still socializing with other people, you can, I don't know, think about how it's going to, I don't know, just if you're getting too stressed, like putting stuff in you, maybe direct stuff out, because that makes you feel good, even BC.
Yeah, but I never really wanted to give it a hoon then, but now I've got all this time on my hands.
What? Putting stuff out?
Yeah, putting stuff out there.
Oh my God, are you kidding? You're one of the most community fucking focused person I know.
Community bitch.
I know, it's actually Would you disgusting.
Fuck Billy Bob Thornton?
Oh man, I think I would.
Yeah.
Honestly, not even because of like research. He definitely is magnetic.
Fuck yeah.
In the worst way possible.
Yeah.
Like, if you can convince Angelina Jolie to get married to you in like, what, like
wear your wide around
leg cargo to pants?
Angelina Jolie, I just love her.
You love her, eh?
I do love her.
I think she's cool.
I reckon I'm one of those rare people who likes both Angelina Jolie and Jennifer Aniston. And Jennifer Aniston.
Oh yeah. My God, both flavors.
Yeah, both flavors. I'm a true bisexual.
I like Brad Pitt as well.
I fucking love Brad Pitt. I think hanging out with Alia Shawkat a lot.
Yeah, but they're not. There's nothing to do with them. They're not happening.
Do you know that?
Yeah, I've read up on it.
Oh, okay.
They're just mates, man. They're just mates.
I don't know if... Is that a thing?
Maybe they've had sex once, but they're just mates. There's not a thing, you know?
That's true. I mean, you're in favour of that, aren't you?
What, just having sex with people?
No, just like you've got lots of platonic mates.
Oh, yeah, platonic male mates.
Yeah.
Yeah. But as we learned from Harry and Sally,
they all want to fuck you.
I want to fuck them. Oh. No.
You'll never have the chance.
No.
I'm just trying
why?
To figure...
Why would you say that? We just talked about that. I will have the chance.
Oh, no, not unrelated to Corona, you'll never have the chance.
Oh, right.
More just like, they will want to fuck you.
Oh my gosh. I'm so upset. At a time like this, you choose to kick me when I'm down. Even when everyone gets out and starts touching and fucking again, even the most desperate of my platonic male friends will still friend zone me. Oh my god.
Do you reckon when you get out of this, you'll be bi?
I think everyone will be bi. I think everyone will be pan. I think everyone will want
to... Yeah, they're going to have to be, yeah.
I think... My,
there
that,
is
you know what?
No more sexuality.
Yeah, that might be an incredible thing to come out of this.
Yeah.
Everyone, come on.
Yeah.
Just fucking... Life is short. Human civilization is short. Come on.
I wonder how many relationships will break up versus be forged... In the midst of this.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's very interesting. No one. You know what's so funny though as well? Like this, there is such a, the biggest thing everyone's struggling with, obviously, is it's uncertainty in a future,
yes.
Right? Like human, you know, people want to know where they're going. People want to make plans or, you know, most people do anyway. But uncertainty is literally the only kind of certain thing in the world.
Yeah.
You know, in the universe. And you're like, It's that same thing with like dying. It's like it's unfathomable because you don't know to not know what an experience is unfathomable and you can't and unacceptable.
Yeah.
So the same thing with uncertainty is that a state of uncertainty is like a paradox because you can't experience uncertainty.
Yes. Yeah.
So like you just like
Jesus.
It's a loop.
That's
a terrible loop.
Incredible that's where your brain is at.
Why?
An hour and a half after waking up. Completely sober.
Oh, completely sober. Oh, and you mean so like not high or drunk?
Just like very philosophical. You got a deep philosophical brain.
I've got a deep philosophical brain.
No, I know. I mean that.
And
that's a genuine compliment. Don't
still
go
no
shy.
One with, still no one wants to have
no,
sex with a learned
sex with you.
A learned scholar like me.
Honestly, if you're out there right now and you're looking to have Skype sex with someone, please hit me up with some pics and some details about your personality and I'll ferry through them and I'll send Rose a top five.
Oh
that
my
she
god.
Can.
That's amazing. Okay, so this is what I was saying. Oh, this is what I was saying to my friend my flatmate up in England.
Don't listen, I want you to hear me when I say this. There are going to be so many people who have sex with you. So many people. You're going to get so many STIs after that. Bring back STIs.
Bring back STIs. STI positivity. Yeah. It means you're getting some.
Yeah, exactly.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So this is something I'd like to round the episode out on.
Right.
And, you know, I'd love for the listeners to get in touch because a lot of listeners are very, very sweet and happy for the return of the podcast. When said podcast was released, a lot more quiet, a lot very quiet on the home front about the quality of that episode. Look, we didn't open strong, let's be honest. We were emotionally heightened. It was nighttime. I had four whiskeys and we weren't in the best place. But now it's a beautiful new day. It's, you know, it's the morning. I think we should do these in the morning, possibly.
Yeah.
Obviously, nothing's going to stop me from sobering and insane thoughts in the morning. But it's I'd like to hear from you guys at bonersoftheheart@gmail.com or at boneroftheheart Twitter or just our Twitter accounts, rose_matafeo and at Alice Sneddon. Who's your co... Sounds so flippant. But I think there's some. So we've been. So
this
no,
is what we need right now.
No, because it's something called a COVID crush.
Okay.
And what it is that we talk about celebrity so much on the show, but what we've come to know is that celebrities are trash and the idea of celebrity means nothing.
Yes.
We will rebuild the concept of celebrity once we get out of here because what the fuck else are we going to do? But it's good to be critical. It's good to be good to have an opinion at a time like this. Shout out to, I think, Rihanna, man.
Yeah.
That stuff, she's doing some good stuff.
Yeah.
But my question is, who is a celebrity who is, like, not currently, like, on Instagram or social media talking about, you know, where they are or live streaming or anything like that? Who are you thinking about at a time like this? Like, the first thing, like, in a global pandemic, I was just, like, I was genuinely, like, to my flatmate Emma, I was like, where is Donald Gleeson? What's Donald doing? Is Donald in Dublin? Is Donald, like, on, like, shooting or something? Yeah. Is he sad about the pushback of Peter Rabbit 2?
You also the other day were like, what's Harry Styles up to?
Yeah, what's Harry Styles up to?
Yeah.
And you know what? God bless it. God bless that we don't know at the moment. I mean, maybe he is
on social media. I watched the whole interview of Harry Styles on Howard Stern, and I've got to be honest, I fucking love that guy.
Harry Styles is that kind of kid where you, like, see grow up, you, like, you've got a friend or, like, it's like a nephew or a niece or whatever, or, you know, maybe you're not someone related to, so it's appropriate to be sexually attracted to them in that regard. Be like, you grew up good.
Yeah.
You grew up to be a, it's like those weird family friends you see after, like, you know, years, and they're like, you've grown up so, and look at you. Look at you. You're doing well, aren't you? You're a good young man, a wonderful young man.
You can't take that time with somebody and then want to fuck them.
Absolutely you can.
Oh, okay, cool. I saw on James Corden the other day. Yeah. I think that show's over now, which honestly is maybe...
Sometimes good things come out of crisis.
Anyway, Neil Horan? Horan?
Yeah. Niall Horan.
Oh, yeah.
I think, is it Neil Horan? Neil Horan? Is Neil Horan here? Since you're part of One Direction, previously part of One Direction.
Yeah, they were showing him a clip of him when he was doing One Direction as an X Factor, one of their early group performances, and he was like, oh, I'm so embarrassed. And then he was like, what a glow up, eh? What a glow up. And I was like, first of all, maybe don't say glow up. I don't know. I just don't like it. Yeah. But secondly, I don't think you can call it yourself.
Your own glow up.
I don't think that you can say you glue up.
You glue up.
And thirdly, he looked barely any different. He just had a haircut. I was like, you pushed your fringe back.
You come on this podcast, you disrespect Niall Horan. First of all, by calling him Neil Horan, ? Then saying that he didn't glue up.
He didn't glue up
and that he just got a haircut. I mean, he is relatively unchanged, isn't he? But I always liked him because he could play the guitar as well.
Yeah, Harry plays the guitar too.
That's true. And Harry wears a lovely boot cut flair kind of, you know. Look, so, you know.
Get in touch.
Like, you know,
going to try get into that email address today.
Yeah, we'll do
that. And also we'll crack Twitter into account.
I do know the thing.
Yeah, we're going to do it today.
Do get in touch. And also just get in touch with anything you're feeling, you know, anything you want us to talk about. You know, we are doing these basically every day. So
yeah. Let us know how you're going.
And let us know if you want to, you know, I don't know, shout out any celebrities that may be listening, you know.
Thank you so much for sticking through it with us.
Thank you to all of them.
Thank you to Seinfeld, who's tuned in.
Thank you to...
Ellen,
who's managed to find Wi-Fi in her massive mansion. She's got a couple of modems because it's so big, I think.
Oh, fuck. Did you see that Twitter? I know we're trying to wrap it up. I won't save it for tomorrow, though, but someone tweeted on...
Where do we have to go?
Yeah, exactly.
Where are we going?
I got to set up my boxing bag.
That's true.
Someone tweeted, for every shitty story I hear about Ellen, I'll donate $2 to some food bank or something.
Oh my God.
Which is like a horrible system, but also fascinating. Because basically the tweet was like, Ellen's known for being the nicest person, but is actually, everyone knows, the meanest. And then people were tweeting in a bunch of stuff that was potentially not true or true. But regardless, I was like, so this is in the ether. That there is something dodgy about her. And I know at a time like this, we're supposed to be pulling together. But... fuck Ellen. That's one thing that we'll always stay true.
We will always be early adopters.
Yeah.
earlier. Just remember.
Oh, it's like when, we haven't been on the air since she had lunch with George Bush or whatever at the fucking Super Bowl.
Sat next to them. Oh, my God. It was insane. And then she did that. Their heartfelt. People are people.
Yeah. And when politics, I say be matter. Kind, be kind to everyone. I'm like, fuck that cunt.
Jesus Christ. It's yeah, but then the Obamas as well, man.
Yeah, I know. But honestly, the Obamas are hot.
Wow.
No, I think that you can forgive them a lot for that.
You can forgive people if they're hot.
You can. And like,
if we've learned anything from history,
and like her own,
if we've learned anything from history, I think you can forgive people if they're hot.
Yeah.
So, you know, get...
So, this coronavirus better be getting...
This better
ripped.
Be... You better glue up. Glue you better up. glue up in South ISO, guys. We are going to glow up. It's going to be crazy. We're going to all glow up.
Fuck
in,
yeah.
Not even in a physical way, in a spiritual, transcendental kind of way.
Yeah, I agree.
We're all glowing up. We're all going to a higher...
Maybe we should get into transcendental.
Oh, Jesus. Astral projecting to the other side of...
That'd be fucking through astral projecting.
I think we're going to get into astral projecting. anyway, right. Thanks for listening, guys. Talk to you later. Fuck. We have no choice. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.